Siddur Slim and Sirius is generously sponsored by the Saka family. Mashiv Aruch Amorid Hageshem or Hagashem. We've been discussing in the second bracha of the Amidah of Gurus the description of Hashem's unique might. His distinct power expresses itself in Tchiyas HaMesim, that He brings the dead back to life. And here, in this context where we mentioned six times Tchiyas HaMesim, we reference that Hashem brings the rain. What's the connection? We've shared several another. Rav Dessler, Michtav Me'aliyo, Chelek Aleph writes, imagine, maybe don't imagine if you're queasy, but imagine you had a cemetery and there's a grave, and all of a sudden from the grave, laat laat me'omek ha'kever maschel tzmoach guf adam va'ola derech ha'karka. All of a sudden you see the dirt part, you see the earth part, and you see all of a sudden something is sprouting, is growing, is emerging from inside the grave in the cemetery. Maschel tzmoach guf adam va'ola derech ha'karka va'kever niftach va'ola v'yotze adam chay k'chol ha'chayim. It's like a sci-fi film. All of a sudden you see the earth move and a crack and an arm come out and climbs out is a person. Takes a deep breath and it says, wow, I'm back. Better than ever. Ha'ein's a nes nifla? You can't imagine. You say that's impossible. It could never happen. It would be an explicit miracle. So lama lo nivchen b'zeh ha'nes b'tfuah nizraz b'aretz? Hazer nirkav l'gamrei? Why don't you feel that way when you put a seed in the ground? The seed rots, the seed disintegrates, the seed disappears, and a little while later something starts to grow, and it starts to flourish and blossom, and a little sprout pushes its way out from the ground, and then you've got a tree, you've got a bush, you've got a vine, you've got something that grows, it springs back, it comes back to life. That is a Tchiyas HaMesim. That's a Tchiyas HaMesim. So, Mashiv Aruch Amorid Hageshem. Someone gave me an orchid, and that was a mistake. And it was in my office, and it wasn't taken care of, and all the leaves fell off, and it died. I was going to throw it out. And Lee said, don't throw it out. Give me a shot. I said, it's dead. There's nothing on it. It's dead. She said, just give me a shot. She watered it for a few days, a little bud, and a leaf, and an orchid. It's mamash, Tchiyas HaMesim. Tchiyas HaMesim. You add a little water, and Tchiyas HaMesim, something comes back to life. And what exactly parallels what happens with the seed in the ground that rots and then yet, nevertheless, is able to replenish and become a force of life is what will happen with us. And that's why Mashiv Aruch Amorid Hageshem appears, this acknowledgement of rain and the capacity for rain to nourish the soil and create a fertile ground for growth is part of the process of Tchiyas HaMesim. We asked last night, we left a question, two questions. Number one, why is it that the rain didn't begin? That until man was here to daven, the rain didn't begin to fall. The cycle of condensation and rain didn't begin to occur. Didn't happen until man was here. Sun rose even without man davening for it. Sun set without man davening for it. All the other elements of nature kicked in and began without man davening for it. Why did the rain need to wait for man to daven? So the Griz, Rav Elva Soloveitchik, suggests, it's brought in his name, based on a Gra. The Gra in Shnos Elio and the Gra in Aderes Elio on Dvarim, Shnos Elio and Brachos, say the following. The Gra says the following. Why is Geshamim appear in Gvuros? Why does Mashiv Aruch, why does rain appear in the second Brach of Hashem's might and power? Because there's a difference between rain and all the other natural elements. And that is the following. You could look at a calendar, it's pretty remarkable, it's pretty extraordinary. You could look at a calendar and know tens, dozens, hundreds of years from now exactly when sunrise will occur on a particular date. And if you come to our Sunrise Minyan monthly at the beach, you'll see looking out at the ocean, whatever time it said in Maizmanim, whatever time it said in your Siddur app, whatever time it said in the Sun Sentinel, the sun's supposed to rise, punk, the sun rises exactly in that moment, right on time. It is Malias Tafkidam, we say in Kiddush Levana, all the luminaries and all the elements and all of nature fulfills its Tafkid, its job. It does its job, comes on time, no excuses, not early, not late. It does its job, it comes exactly on time. It's predictable, we're aware of it, we know when it will occur, we can anticipate it, and it does its job. There's one exception, rain. You ever driving down Palmetto Park Road, and at one moment, it's a black sky and it's pouring on your windshield and you like drive out from under that and a second later it stops raining and there's a clear sky. By the way, you could drive 5 more minutes and the sky's black again, and now it's pounding on your windshield again. What determines whether the rain, it's falling on Montoya Circle, it's not falling in East Boca. It's falling in near BJC, it's not falling near Boca Raton Synagogue. What determines? It's not predictable, you can't anticipate it, you can't look up on a calendar, and whether people, as hard as they try, can't tell you anything reliable, dependable about it. And the Gross says, that's a fundamental difference, and that's why we don't mention in Gvuros, in the second bracha, we don't talk about the sun and the moon, and the luminaries and the constellations. We don't talk about any of the other natural elements, only rain. Because the others, they appear predictably. We can anticipate. We know when they're going to come. Rain is the exception. Rain is the manifestation, the expression of Hashem talking, communicating with us. That's the role of rain. So the Gemara writes in these several places that rain reflects the Gvura of Hashem. You can't predict which street it's going to be raining on and which street it's not raining on. How hard it's going to rain, how soft it's going to rain, when it's going to rain, why it's going to rain, if it's going to rain. That is the expression of Hashem. And the Velva, based on this Gra, said, now we understand why man needed to daven for the rain. Everything else, Hashem created nature. He pressed go. Still Hashem, the Ramban is very clear. Even nature, there's no such thing as nature other than Hashem. Machlok is Ramban and Rambam. But he pressed go. But when he pressed grow, he set nature in motion. With the exception of rain, man needed to daven. Rain is not set in motion. Rain, you can't look up on a calendar. Rain, there's no app. The app that tells you if it's going to rain doesn't even know if it's going to rain. That, only Ein Adam Lavaris Adama, man alone davens for that rain. And that's why Seder Zeroyim is called on that Pasuk, Emuna. Because Seder Zeroyim, whether rain is going to nurture the ground, whether anything is going to grow, it takes Emuna. Who knows? Only Hashem knows. We have to turn to Him, submit to Him, surrender to Him. Only then will we know if the rain is going to come. That is the role, that is the function of rain. Where is this felt most acutely? We're out of time, but where is this felt most? What land? What country? Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to which country do they not need to rely on rain because they don't want to have to submit and surrender to God. They want to feel their own control. We're starting now, Sefer Shmos, Egypt and the Nile. And that's why Lot, when he departs from Avram, and Avram gives him the choice, which direction, he looks towards Egypt. He wants to go to Egypt. He wants to go to a place where you don't have to rely and surrender and ask and not be able to predict. Whereas we, Eretz Yisrael, Ene Hashem, Dorish Batam, we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rain more acutely there. It's a philosophy, it's an attitude. Israel versus Egypt are not just geographic descriptions, they're hashkafic descriptions. Do we want to live a lifestyle where we surrender, we rely, we turn to Him, we can't predict? Or you want to live in an Egypt where we think we're in control?